Kia ora and welcome back to the Burnt Breakfast. Now it's time for a bit of highbrow conversation, important topics to be covered. I'm with Josh from the Christchurch City Council, and we're here to talk a bit about voting in our local election. Yeah. Josh, how are you going?
Going well, going well.
How has the election cycle been so far?
It's been going well. We had the valedictory speeches yesterday of the councillors that are leaving.
I saw photos of that. It looked all very fun and emotional.
Yep.
And
so the mayor has said her final goodbyes,
and we're about
a week out now.
Because we're saying goodbye to a number, aren't we? So there's the mayor, Deputy Mayor Andrew Turner. He's not coming again, and a few of the councillors are.
Yeah, the councillors for Horswell, Riccarton, I think one other as well.
Was there cake going around, a few champagnes, what's still there?
No, I think there was a bouquet of flowers, but that's
about it. All right, that's sensible. Right, so elections.
Yeah.
Basically, now I was sitting there writing, actually, typing away on our socials yesterday, wondering why these elections are, like, important. And I kind of thought, well, they more directly affect you kind of than a national election, right?
Yeah. And it's something I'm not sure everyone clicks onto, but actually who you have locally is incredibly important. And you say, probably impacts your day-to-day life potentially more than the national elections.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, because it's everything from, you know, your roads to your water, but also the other stuff. You know, it's events in the city.
Yeah,
it's what's going on. It's your local libraries, your aquatics centres, things like that.
So I guess kind of to break it down as basically as possible, you vote for mayor, councillor, community board, and ECAN. Am I missing anything out?
No, that's it. We used to vote for the Central District Health Boards as well.
Right, yeah, right.
But they're part of the new Health New Zealand.
Yeah, that's all changed now.
Yeah.
So, like, in the most simplistic terms, without getting too nitty-gritty into it, what kind of decisions and areas do each of these groups make?
Yeah. I think some people get confused in voting for mayor and thinking that they're kind of the all-powerful person.
Yeah, right.
The mayor is just one vote around the council table. So when you're voting for mayor, really what you're voting for is the leader of the group, but they still only have one vote. So both your mayor and councillors' vote is for the really major decisions, the stadium-type decisions. And when you're voting for community board, you're voting for your really local street type things. Whether trees should be planted in a certain area, if you need your potholes replaced, if there's some complaints that you have going on.
Yeah,
all of those kind of very local neighbourhood level decisions go to community board.
And so what does ECAN, what is their kind of jurisdiction?
Yeah, so ECAN is the regional council.
Right.
They cover all of Canterbury.
Yeah.
And mostly, based by their name, they cover your environmental type works, but they also do transport, so the buses that go throughout the city, wider Canterbury.
And, I mean, buses are poignant at the moment, you know?
Yeah.
Been quite the discussion over the last couple of months. So what are kind of the key details people need to know about the elections? Like, how long is left to vote and all that?
Yeah, so you've got until the 8th of October to vote.
I've still got a while. Yeah, it's still like a week.
But if you're posting it through the mail, you need to make sure you've posted it by Tuesday next week.
Okay.
Just so that the mail has time to arrive.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
And then really, if you haven't received your voting documents, either because you've changed addresses or because you're not enrolled, all you need to do is show up to one of the council facilities and cast what's called a special vote.
Okay.
It takes about 5 minutes. Essentially, we just check to see you are who you say you are.
Yeah.
And then you cast your vote as you would in a central election.
Okay, great. So, like, could you show up there with, like, your votes already in the envelope?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
we'll have ballot boxes that you can just drop it off in.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And what you do is very important, and it's much appreciated. Before I let you go, though, is there anything I'm forgetting? Is there anything important about these elections I've forgotten?
I suppose just that there's some pretty significant things coming up for the city.
Yeah,
obviously,
right.
We're voting for a new mayor. Leanne Dalziel is leaving. So there's a period of significant change, and that it really is quite an important election. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. Just encourage everyone to get out there and vote.
Well, yeah, thank you so much for coming on this morning and talking to me about this. Listeners out there, vote. Come on. It's not that hard. It's actually, like, and I'm someone who doesn't even like to read, and it's honestly really quick and painless. And also, mayoral interviews are on our website if you're unsure about those, so go listen to those as well. Again, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
That's right. Thanks for having me.